Hey everybody, it's been a 007 here for another 10-minute movie review. And once again, rather than reviewing a film, I'm going to talk about a TV series, albeit one by a famous film director. So today I'm talking to you about The Gentlemen, which is a new TV show from Guy Ritchie, a British film director who kind of created his own genre of spaghetti western gangster films set in the East End of London, films like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, and what I think is his masterpiece, Snatch. All those classic Guy Ritchie tropes that we love from his best films are in this TV show. We have colourful East End gangsters in well-cut tweed, thick as mince posh boys snorting cocaine getting rinsed by the aforementioned gangsters, a cool, smart, stunning woman at the centre of it all. We get Vinnie Jones in a cameo role, illegal boxing, travellers, ganja farms on country estates, and a handsome protagonist who spends most of his time sorting out other people's bullshit. Oh, and let's not forget the plotting, which is so complex, so full of double crosses, and yet all resolves beautifully in the final act in a way that would make Agatha Christie proud. The good news is that while this show is set in the same world as Ritchie's feature film of the same name, you don't have to have watched that to enjoy the TV show. It opens cold, establishing the bona fides of our hero, Eddie Horniman. He's a British soldier serving with UN peacekeepers, so he clearly knows his way around firearms, he's physically impressive, and he has a skill for defraying anger, and all of those skills are going to come in handy over the course of the series. Eddie is played with suave cool by Theo James, who was, you know, the really handsome Lothario in White Lotus Season 2. And Theo James kind of treats this as a James Bond audition, and I have to say he's highly convincing in the role. I could really see him in the new iteration of the Bond films. The action of the show begins when Eddie's father, who is a duke, dies, leaving his title and his massive country estate to Eddie, rather than Eddie's feckless big brother, Freddie. Turns out that Daddy was leasing out the estate to Bobby Glass, played by Ray Winston in a cameo. Bobby Glass is a massive industrial ganja horticulturalist, I guess, and dealer. And because he's currently inside, the whole operation is being managed by his daughter, Susie, Kaya Scodelario, who's a really great British actress that I haven't seen in much recently, but she was in a really interesting version of Wuthering Heights. So it's great to see her getting a big role to sink her teeth into, and she's really great here. So that's Eddie and Susie. Eddie's big brother, Freddie, is in hock to some mean Liverpudlian cocaine dealers who were funding his drug-induced gambling binges. And meanwhile, Giancarlo Esposito, an actor I always love, plays a mega-rich American drug dealer who really wants to take over the business effectively by buying the country estate. And it's not as if Eddie's opposed to this. Eddie just wants to be out of this entanglement with the drug world. But in order to do so, he has to clear his big brother's debts. He has to somehow get under the hand of Bobby Glass, because why would Bobby Glass give up a very lucrative drug operation? And that's basically the series arc. How is Eddie going to get out from his brother's feckless debts from Bobby Glass? And meanwhile, over these 8 episodes, Eddie is discovering that he's actually pretty good and pretty effective at being a gangster. I have to say, I really enjoyed this show. For a start, it looks amazing. The lavish country house settings are beautifully filmed. The characters are compelling and colourful. This is where Guy Ritchie excels. The costumes are stunning. The music propels the action scenes. They're shot in a really interesting way. I mean, Ritchie knows exactly what he's doing with this material. He is in his comfort zone. And while the tropes are familiar, the tropes he invented, by the way, it still feels fresh. And I was genuinely struggling to, like, figure out how it would all resolve. And, you know, the twists, the double crosses, the triple crosses are so satisfyingly done that when you get to that final moment in the final scene of the final episode, you didn't see it coming, it's phenomenal, and you just want that second season. Of the performances, I think Daniel Ings is the breakout star. He plays the big brother. So he gets all the fun, right? Because the little brother is the straight man. The big brother gets to have all the kind of outrageous, kind of sweary, drug-fueled activity. He has an instantly iconic chicken scene. You'll know what I mean when you see it. At the end of the first episode, it's a really great performance. I was also, however, pleasantly surprised to see Vinnie Jones, who plays the brother's gamekeeper, deliver a modulated performance rather than just playing a pastiche of his bad boy football persona. It was kind of mature and quiet and actually surprisingly moving. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's Vinnie Jones who delivers the one genuinely emotional scene in the whole series, so kudos to him. There's nothing not to like in this show. I just think it's a great deal of fun. It's beautifully put together, beautifully acted, and it's just Guy Ritchie in his zone, which is, to me, always a pleasure. I don't think I've seen him really this confident. Actually, I don't know, because last year I really loved Operation Fortune, Ruse de Guerre. So maybe Guy Ritchie is coming back in a brilliant way. But anyway, I hope you check it out. The Gentleman is an 8-episode miniseries. It dropped on Netflix yesterday, so it's available globally. If you like it or don't, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at beena007.com. You can drop a comment on the YouTube channel. Really would love to hear from you. I think this is Guy Ritchie just doing what he does so superbly, and I really hope you enjoy it. Meanwhile, thank you for listening.